All right, so here we are at the social media portion, this mini course sessions that we're going to be doing live each week. So last week we kind of kicked off as an introduction and kind of a why.
Why we want to do this kind of thing. And that this was a fact that we had shared from Pew Research Center prior, but, you know, just going from 2005, only 5% of people that were American adults were using it to now 72%. So just kind of really begs the question for many of us. It is a huge piece of our social interaction, mm-hmm. and it's a huge part of our lives and our ministries. So we, again, feel it's super important to just kind of dig a little bit into it, and we're going to go over different tips for social media, and we're kind of doing 9 tips. So today, we're going to start with tip 1. So tip 1, present yourself truly in Christ. And to kind of kick this off, we wanted to start with Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. And I think kind of the biggest piece to this is, you know, again, social media is a kind of another form for us to communicate with others. And, you know, we want to do that with whatever we say out of our mouths and whatever we do, that it is pleasing to the Lord. And, you know, what we do say does come from our heart, and those kind of things come on social media. I think that's something that I find really interesting. I have seen many people who will talk one way on social media,
yep.
and will be a totally different way in person. And, mm-hmm. you know, I even see that with boldness. You know, when we're behind our phones, we might be more willing to say something
right.
than we would in person.
Yeah,
a little bit more just like quick to type it out. You know, you're not seeing that person's emotion and their face. And so I think some of the things we want to talk about with tip 1 and presenting yourself truly is some of those things, because, you know, it is different, that communication, and your emotion's not going to come through. And so we have to be even more careful that we're presenting ourselves truly to Christ.
100%. Yeah, so on this slide, just diving in a bit deeper, you know, we need to be who God made us, and with your unique skills and your personality, it isn't a place to try to pretend to be something else, right? So that kind of circles back to, you know, when someone meets you in person, you want that to be presented just as well as it is on social media. Mm-hmm. They can't be disconnected. So
that's right. It definitely needs to connect. And who you are comes through, you know, mm-hmm.
Right.
Somebody sees in social media that lines up with who you are in person. So maybe some things to be thinking about right now is, and I think about this myself, I think sometimes on social media, you know, we also only present the good parts, you
right.
know, and that's another piece. I think myself, I'm the most guilty of that. And I think that's good to an extent, where it's like we're sharing the things that are positive and uplifting, mm-hmm. you know, but social media is still a place to be able to be real, and something that Abby and she just said to me before, which you can kind of say, is you don't have to necessarily be public, but still use social media if you're struggling.
Right. And yeah, social media can always be, you know, a tool to connect with people, right? It's not always just us spewing our happy moments. And, you know, we don't have to be negative and bringing other people down on social media, but it can be a tool to connect with people who might be in these same type of situations. And, you know, you never have to be afraid to take these conversations offline, right? Social media isn't where we have to live. We don't have to do everything there. So I think, you know, using
Absolutely.
It as a tool to connect with people if you are struggling, or just to talk about some of, you know, the pitfalls of life and commiserate and, you know, have these types of fellowship that might not be appropriate on, you know, the Facebook timeline, but social media can be a tool
right.
to help
definitely.
With
and that's when we go into the other tips, we're going to dig a lot more into private messaging and commenting, and that's kind of just a like
right.
introduction first piece to that. Then
mm-hmm.
kind of going back to how this is a public self, you know, what you post on social media is there forever. And, you know, I'll say this from the perspective of, you know, I have the blessing and the privilege of being able to be the director here at CLI. And so now I've been in some job interviews, and that
right.
was something that at first I was just very uncomfortable with conducting them. And it's like very scary and kind of stressful. But one of the things that, you know, we'll do a lot when we're job interviewing someone is if they have a social media that's public, we'll take a look at it. You know, what are they posting in that kind of more personal space of their life? You know, are they cursing on there? Are they saying, you know, and there's some
right.
things that I have been very surprised to find that have in a way made us not want to move forward with a candidate before.
Right.
And so it's important to realize that point. What you post is there,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And that goes back to, you know, maybe when you meet someone in person, you think they're great, they're amazing. And then if you look at their social media and it's like, oh wow, this is like really negative and it's not something that disconnect can be really, really dangerous. It can change how you perceive someone. So
absolutely. So just again, remembering that, you know, yes, you can be yourself and you can have some fun, maybe post jokes, but different things, maybe something you'd find funny, somebody else might find offensive. And so it's remembering that balance of this is where you need to present yourself kind of professionally. You know, you can be personal and be relatable, and it's not, you know, this isn't like a business card, be yourself and share about your family and share your journey, the good and the bad, and that can be done well, but making sure that as a Christian, what you post is God glorifying at all times, and what you post is not being a stumbling block to others. Now, there's going to be times where we have accidentally offend somebody, you know, and then that happens, and then it's how do you deal with that graciously, and again, we're going to dig into that a little bit more when we go further. But again, just kind of remembering that this is a place, especially if you're in ministry, where you have to really be thinking about what you're posting. And kind of looking at some of the topics, some of the comments that you guys are sharing, Gordon, I'm glad that this is really, applies to Christian courtship too.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely, these same things are very much so true, especially in that first impression when you're like on a date. And a lot of times, you know, social media has become a place to even meet
to
people.
In that space, yeah.
So that's a really, really great point. This is a now word for me, so thank you, CLI, is what Donovan said. So I'm glad that's kind of speaking into your situation. And I have had so many times where social media, and even, you know what I've seen, like something will be so present in my mind, and then somebody will like happen to post about it. So those kind of things happen. Or maybe, you know, I know something's going on with someone, and then I see them post something, and I know who it's like directed at. So there can be just some really interesting dynamics with social media. And again, we're going to dig even more into that. So I guess the question for each of you guys is, how do you create that balance between this being a personal space where you can share about your life, you can share things that you find funny, you can share about your kids, you can share about what's going on in your ministry, but also being professional in the sense that, yeah, everything that you post is there. And again, we don't want to be a stumbling block to somebody or post something that would be offensive.
Right. And I think something I had mentioned as we were putting this together was you kind of have to think about how your worst critic might respond, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who would be very critical of you, who might not agree with you, who may not be a Christian, right? We want to post things that even our worst critic couldn't pick apart, couldn't have beef with necessarily.
Right.
So that's kind of a good view for me, I think, where if it's teetering on being too personal or even teetering on being too professional, we want to meet right down the middle where we don't want to stir the pot. We don't want to purposefully like upset people who might have different views from us. So I think that's kind of something I like to think about when posting on social media is even my worst critic, how can I make it non-controversial to them?
Right. Like, and how could they still maybe enjoy what I was posted in encourage and bless their life kind of thing. You know, Christina just said, I share motivational, funny, helpful, and Christian content. It's my lifestyle, so I live in a real life too. And that's exactly right. That's the kind of balance where it's like, share what's funny to you, share what's motivational and helpful and what glorifies God in his Christian content, but also having your real life and this is who you are, your family, your hobbies, what you like to do is also there.
Definitely. All right, so we have another Bible verse here. As you guys can continue to answer that question in the comments, but we have Colossians 4, verse 6, which says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. So this verse kind of has a couple folds to it. I think that last line, how you ought to answer each person, and maybe this kind of contradicts even what I was saying earlier, that, you know, not everyone is always going to be on your side with things, but I think we can always ask the Lord for wisdom, you know, how to at least reflect the gospel to everyone who we're friends with on social media. And then the second one that was on the screen there, you know, not everything you post on social media needs to be about being a Christian. Not everything needs to be a Bible verse necessarily, but every post should reflect that you are living a transformed life. So that's really the nugget of that verse.
Right. No, and that's the whole idea of the seasoned with salt. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you say, that it's encouraging and gracious, but, you know, there's also that piece of you're living that transformed life, and that's that seasoned with salt in whatever you're talking about it. Again, be it a funny joke, be it, you know, an interesting hobby that you're doing, whatever it is, that someone could see that you are a Christian who's walking in faith.
Definitely. And then here's one more verse.
So Colossians 4:5, which actually is walk in wisdom towards outsiders, making the best use of time. And I think going back to, again, why we wanted to do the social media class, this is something that a lot of us use our time for. And it can be a best use of our time. Mm-hmm. It can be a beautiful tool that we can invest our time as a Christian to shine the light of Jesus. And that's when we walk in the Spirit, which is wisdom that comes from Him. And so whatever we do on social media, making sure that we're trying to walk in that wisdom and stay in that place. Looking at some of these other comments here, Donovan said, "Dear CLI team, how does one address the topic where one is led not to subscribe to Facebook, for example? If people can't find you on there, they automatically assume you are hiding something." That's a good point and a good question. Here's kind of my thought on it, and I'll let you share your thought on it. I think that, each of us have a personal choice if we want to be on social media or not. And I understand what you're saying, because there is times where I can't find somebody on Facebook and I'm like, why don't they have a Facebook? So I think one of those things is, if you feel like somebody you met might be interested in knowing your social media, it might be good to bridge that topic and say, you know what, I don't have social media for this reason, and that reason. And so, again, when you are meeting people, that kind of authenticity of why you don't have social media can be shared and said to somebody that you think, again, might want to be your friend on social media or find you.
Yeah, and that is tough because, social media has become so ubiquitous. It's like, if people don't, it's like, oh, do they live in the Stone Age? But I think,
in the end,
it is a personal decision, and, maybe it's for your mental health, or just you don't have time for social media. There are so many reasons. So I think it also is how we perceive others, right, where we can't place that judgment on anyone. And I know, speaking personally, I do have a Facebook. I have pretty much every social media, but on a lot of it, I just don't really post on it. And I like to see what other people are doing. I like to, have it there if people want to message me and reach out, and I can comment on other people's things. But, it's always up to your personal discretion on how much you can use it. And you have to have those healthy boundaries too, on what is too much. And I know in college especially, I would feel so much pressure to have this curated life and post these certain things that at some point I was like, this is too much. I need to remove this pressure and just, have the account, have it be there for when I want to use it, if that is productive for me, but to not feel the pressure to post certain things.
I've had that even with it's like, I have to post this today and say that, even I'll give you a silly example. The baby's months, a lot of times I want to post if he's 11 months or 10 months. And I have not done her 10 or 11 months. And so last night I was favoring all these posts. I'm I'm going to do a blast post before his first birthday about all the ones that I didn't do of recent. Last one I did was his 9 months. So it's those are the kind of things where that pressure, where it's hey, those things can be fun, but if they start to become not fun,
and take away from you enjoying the moment of it, it's you really have to be discerning about
absolutely. So we had a couple more kind of thoughts that we wanted to kind of ask you guys to reflect on, and if any of you want to share it in the comments. I'm loving some of these comments I'm seeing here. If you just even want to kind of reflect on them, but if any of you want to share them in the comments, it'd be great. The first one being, how do you think that you have done it being offensive in Christ on social media? So kind of reflect on that question for a second. I think as I've gotten older, I've kind of watched that shift and change. I think when I was younger, I kind of posted everything.
Yeah.
No filter. And then it's as I've gotten a little older, I think for a little bit, I kind of just, I don't feel like I really brought up my faith very much when I was in high school and stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
And now I feel like I'm trying to find that balance of, that idea of whatever I post, they know that I'm living my walk with God, but, also posting a lot with family and personal, because, it's not just my spot to put work. So trying to find that balance, because it's what I do at CLI is so huge to my life that I do want to share about it all the time, but also I want to share about my family with them, that balance of that. So it's been interesting to kind of see how, if I look at myself, how my engagements on social media have changed.
Yeah, definitely. And I can echo that. And I think, being friends with, I'm going to shout out Florence on here. Yes. She's really awesome on Facebook, and I feel like I've drawn some inspiration for her, where she shares a lot of personal life stories and things like that, but it is always with that lens of this is my Christian journey, and this is how my life has been transformed. And I think, you know, having friends on social media who are Christians and are modeling this authenticity in Christ can always be an inspiration too, and we can kind of share best practices, draw inspiration from others. So shout out to Florence.
Yes, and I have a echo shout out to this, Florence. You really helped me, like, when I saw just how encouraging you even were in people's comments. Mm-hmm. Like, that has, like, changed where it's like now when I'm going through Facebook, I almost comment on everything now, just trying to uplift them, because, you know, there are so many people that I'm commenting on that I know are not a Christian, and I always kind of hope and pray in the back of my mind that, like, maybe at some point they'll sit back and go, oh, Abby's commenting so much of my stuff. Why is she being so nice and encouraging? And then try to think that it's because of my faith, and that's why I keep doing those posts and doing that encouragement. And again, like, Florence, that's something I really saw from you is, you know, you would comment and just encourage no matter, you know, who that person was. And mm-hmm. so that's really kind of changed my interactions on Facebook. And as I was talking about my growth, I think that's been a piece of it.
And the comments always, you know, when you receive a nice comment, it truly makes you feel so good.
It does,
and it's like,
yeah.
If you can share that with other people, that is so powerful. As small as it seems, it's very powerful.
Right. And it's the kind of that whole idea of, like, a small thing will make a difference. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Every time somebody comments and says something nice to me, like, it means a lot to me.
Right.
You know? And it's like, and it didn't take me that long to do. And again, that goes back to that verse of making the best use of your time mm-hmm. on social media. It's like, how can we, you know, be the small things that constantly build people
right.
up? Another question about Abby.
All right. So have you ever posted something that you regretted? What did you learn from it? I think for me, it's kind of going back to what you said, you know, being younger and just thinking that I could share every moment on social media, just overkill, maybe being a little too raw and unedited. And I think, what did you learn from it is that you have to separate your life from social media, I think. And, you know, we don't have to be inauthentic, like we've been saying, and only share the good parts or only share the bad parts. But just choosing what you post and thinking, you know, what really is the purpose of this? Does someone need to see me eating cereal in the morning and then driving to school and then, like, every moment, you know, that's not productive and it's not.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree with that so much. And another thought that just kind of pops into my mind, so I'll share it, and it's almost something maybe a little uncomfortable to share for me. But, you know, I have actually had it before where someone has got offended at something I have posted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember one, I'll use examples a bit ago when I was in high school, and I got, like, super into Halloween, and I think I was, like, a creepy doll or something.
Okay.
And, you know, it was offensive to somebody who was a Christian. It kind of, you know, it's like, you're in ministry, yet mm-hmm. you're doing this. Yeah, I just thought it was, like,
goofy fun.
I thought it was good fun, and it's just remembering that it's, like, you know, again, we're not everyone's always going to be happy, but it did kind of make me take a step back and go, what am I putting on social media, and, you know, what isn't good fun, and people are going to be offended, and that's what it is, and you weren't trying to offend anybody, but also, where are there areas where, again, I can be more sensitive to presenting myself in the best way I can, because I just want to glorify God. It goes back to that whole point of we just want to glorify God in what we're doing.
Definitely. And as you said before, it really is how you respond. And it's like, even though that might have been, like, tough and uncomfortable, like you said, like, you obviously learned from it and it made you reflect on, okay, what are we doing here? What really is the purpose of social media and why?